Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the skies are clear and sunny. In Tel Aviv, expect mild temperatures as the day progresses. Jerusalem will also see plenty of sunshine. It's a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the sunny weather. Tonight, temperatures will cool slightly but remain comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bassett announced an unprecedented financial offensive against Iran in the Financial Times last night. This marks the largest economic action ever taken by the U.S. against Iran. Also, earlier this hour, Iran's Mohsen Rezai warned the U.S. that no oil will leave the Persian Gulf if economic pressures continue. Also this hour, in earlier reporting, Iran's threats to block oil exports from the Gulf were reiterated amid ongoing tensions with the U.S. Separately, Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions following a recent airbase bombing, according to Axios. And finally, from I-24 News, organized crime boss Yushabayev was shot dead near Caesarea. Here's what people are saying online. Paris-based journalist Gallagher Fenwick, writing on X just now, highlights key areas of cooperation between Riyadh and Paris amid the Saudi Crown Prince's visit to France. Ihab Hassan, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted earlier today criticizing the use of children in conflicts, calling for their protection from extremism. The Times of Israel posted earlier today about author Yossi Klein Halevi discussing the allure and danger of Jewish extremism. His insights are available on their podcast. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.'s economic offensive against Iran, the Financial Times published a column by Treasury Secretary Scott Bassett detailing the largest financial measures ever taken against Tehran. This move aims to pressure Iran over its nuclear ambitions and regional influence. The impact on global oil markets could be significant, as Iran is a major oil producer. Turning to Iran's response. Earlier today, Mohsen Rezai, a senior Iranian official, threatened to halt oil exports from the Persian Gulf if U.S. pressures continue. This escalation comes amid increased economic sanctions from Washington. Such actions could disrupt global oil supply and heighten regional tensions further. Meanwhile, efforts to ease Israeli-Syrian tensions are underway. Axios reported that both nations are seeking to calm the situation after an airbase bombing attributed to Israel. Syria had condemned the attack, calling it unprovoked, while Israel maintains it was a defensive action. This development is crucial for maintaining stability in an already volatile region. And in a separate incident, I-24 News has reported the shooting death of organized crime boss Yushabayev near Caesarea. This event marks a significant development in Israel's ongoing battle against organized crime. Authorities are on high alert for potential retaliatory violence on the economic front. First, Katech reports that Israel is considering developing local alternatives to Chinese drones. The CEO of Valorix highlights the risks of relying on foreign components for critical defense capabilities. Separately, Ynet Business reports that the Israeli falafel chain Taim collapsed in New York due to debt issues. BDS activists attempted to claim credit for the company's downfall, adding another layer to the financial woes. And finally, Walla Business notes a major setback for Elbit Systems. The company lost a $7 billion U.S. defense contract to a Korean competitor. This loss is significant for Israel's defense industry and could prompt strategic reassessments. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.